Good morning to everybody. Richard Santos, your chair of the Police and Fire Disability Committee. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. It's a hybrid meeting, virtual meeting, so we got to speak loud and reinstate our names and so on and motions. Ground rules here, we are holding this meeting as a hybrid meeting. So those who are attending virtually, please mute yourself unless you are speaking. And when you wish to speak, please raise your hand to staff and let the chair know. We also have Dave Wilson, our trustee today at Pinch Hit. We sure appreciate your attendance. Thank you.
Absolutely.
We have Roberto Pena, our CEO. We have our panel, Wes Burketa, Sandra Castellano. And with that, we'll go right into the roll call, which is I'm here and so is Dave. We have the consent calendar. So first of all, we had like orders of the day. There's none. Rave sunshine. There's none. So there's a motion for the consent calendar.
I'll make a motion to approve consent.
There's a motion by Dave Wilson and second by Santos to approve the consent calendar. All in favor?
Aye.
And aye. If that passes. Any public comments before we get started? All right. We'll go to the application for a change of status to a service-connected disability retirement. The first person is Rubens Dellison, is that correct? Okay. Police officer, police department request for a change of status to a service-connected disability retirement effective September 19, 2020, for 24.52 years of service. Mr. Dellison on the air?
Yes, sir.
Can you identify yourself, sir?
Ruben Dellison.
Welcome. Appreciate it.
I do.
Morning, Ruben.
We'll go to how you doing?
Doing well.
The applicant's name is Ruben Dellison. Their classification is police officer. Their attorney is Donald P. Novi. Their application is for a change of status to service-connected disability retirement. The body parts listed on their application are left shoulder. Their disability retirement application was received on 4/2018. Their current status is service retirement effective 9/19/20. Their date of separation was 9/18/20. Their status at time of separation was modified duty. Their status at time of application was leave of absence effective 4/2018. Regarding restrictions, there is a long list, so please refer to the executive summary in the applicant's file to view. Regarding accommodation of restrictions, the police department cannot accommodate. Thank you.
And it's my mistake. Could you please introduce yourself? I'm sorry.
So, my name is Amy Dickinson. I'm a senior disability analyst.
Thank you, Amy. Excellent. Russ?
Hi. It's Sandra and my recommendation that the committee adopt as its recommendation to the board the granting of this application. Again, we focus on the relevant date of September 20. We noted Officer DeLaison's almost 25 years of service. With respect to the body part at issue is left shoulder. There were substantial permanent work restrictions, which the department could not accommodate. Dr. Ishizui, in his July 2023 report, noted the incidents, including the incident in 2017 in May, on-the-job incident that resulted in surgery about 3 months later, and Officer DeLaison never returned to full duty after that. The IME, for workers' comp purposes, considered this case, came up with the same restrictions as our IME, and our IME also concluded that that Officer DeLaison's employment with the police department contributed to his permanent work restrictions, and Sandra and I agree.
Thank you, Russ. Dave, any questions?
No, I was able to review the packet last night, and I concur with the council's and Sandra's findings.
Thank you. Mr. Rubens, would you like to address us before we make a decision?
No, I'm good, other than Dave Wilson looking really good there. But thank you. No.
You include the chair. Grant a service-connected disability to Ruben Dellison.
So moved.
A motion by me and it's a second by Dave Wilson. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That is passed. You don't have to go to the retirement board meeting. It'll be on the consent calendar. And with that, I'm going to let Dave say a parting words.
All right. It's a long time coming. You've been retired for a few years now, so I'm glad we can finally get past this last hurdle. And hopefully you're enjoying retirement.
Absolutely am, brother. And for everybody there, retirement's a good place to be. So I look forward to all of you soon doing that, because I'm a master chef now in my own mind, at least.
Well, you'll have to have us over for a barbecue sometime.
Doors wide open. Thanks. Right. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate your time and efforts in this.
Thank you for your service and be safe.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
See you, brother.
Next, we have Vincent Dupree, fire captain, fire department, San Jose, request for a change of status. Service-connected disability, retirement effective January 28, 2018, with 23.05 years of service. Is Mr. Dupree here?
Yes.
And his attorney? Hi, Oakland. And with that, we go to Amy.
Applicant's name is Vincent Dupree. Their classification is fire captain. Their attorney is Samuel Swift. Their application is for a change of status to a service-connected disability retirement. The body parts listed on their application are lower back and right elbow. Their disability retirement application was received on 1/3/18. Their current status is service retirement effective 1/28/18. Their date of separation was 1/27/18. Their status at time of separation was total temporary disability leave. Their status at time of application was total temporary disability leave. Regarding the restrictions, there's a long list, so please refer to the executive summary in the applicant's file to view. Regarding accommodation of restrictions, the fire department cannot accommodate. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. Russ?
Sandra and I recommend to the committee that it adopt its recommendation, the granting of this application. Again, fire captain Dupree, many years of service with the department, and Amy alluded to the number of permanent work restrictions which the department couldn't accommodate. Therefore, I think a conclusion of incapacity is appropriate. Dr. Pompan's report chronicled the number of on-duty incidents, first to his lower back and also to his right elbow, and his right elbow requiring surgery. And so I think the doctor's conclusion that fire captain Dupree's employment contributed in a real and measurable way to his incapacity is thoroughly reasonable. And Sandra and I recommend that you adopt as your recommendation the granting of this application.
Thank you, Russ. As always, very thorough. Appreciate that. Trustee Wilson, any comments?
Just that after reviewing the packet last night, I would concur with Sandra and Council Brocato's recommendation to change the status.
Thank you, Dave. You, Vince, you want to address us before we make a decision?
No, I'm fine.
I had a chance to, in fact, just bent the elevator, and I've been gone 23, and I see he has 23, and I remember him just before I was leaving, sir. It's been a long time. But I see that you've done well and went up the ranks and so on. But unfortunately, as many have, unfortunately, got injured. Introduce the attorney.
Good morning. Ian Leslie for Sam Swift this morning.
Okay, welcome. I'll entertain a motion.
I will make a motion to approve the change of status to disability retirement for Vincent Dupree.
There's a motion by Trustee Wilson and a second by Santos to grant the service connected disability. All in favor?
Aye.
And aye. With that, Vince, the best to you. You put your life on the line for us for many, many years, and we sure appreciate it. Any comment?
Thank you guys for your time and consideration. Hope you guys have a wonderful rest of the day.
It's nice seeing you again, and be safe.
All right.
Good retirement.
Always. Enjoy retirement.
Thank you.
Any public comments? Okay. Thank you. San Jose Fire Department request for a change of status to a service-connected disability. Effective August 10th, 2019, with 25.17 years of service. I didn't recognize it. It's been a long time, Eric. How you doing?
Good.
So welcome. And with that, we'll go to Amy.
The applicant's name is Eric Hernandez. Their classification is fire captain. Their attorney is Samuel Swift. Their application is for a change of status to service-connected disability retirement. The body parts listed on their application are right shoulder, left shoulder, lower back, and right knee. Their disability retirement application was received on 7/19/19. Their current status is service retirement, effective 8/10/19. Their date of separation was 8/9/19. Their status at time of separation was total temporary disability leave. Their status at time of application was total temporary disability leave. Regarding the restrictions, there's a long list, so please refer to the executive summary in the applicant's file. Regarding accommodation and restrictions, the fire department cannot accommodate.
Thank you. Amy, Russ?
Hi. Again, Sandra and I's recommendation to the committee is that you adopt as your recommendation the granting of this application. Unfortunately, Fire Captain Hernandez has a bunch of permanent work restrictions for a large number of body parts, and the department cannot accommodate them. And so a conclusion as to incapacity is totally appropriate. As to service connection, Dr. Pompan's report chronicled the number of incidents that occurred to his right shoulder, the separate incidents that occurred to his left shoulder, the additional incident that occurred to his right knee, and the incidents to his low back. So Dr. Pompan concluded that Fire Captain Hernandez's employment with the department contributed in a real and measurable way to his incapacity, and Sandra and I think that is a very appropriate conclusion.
Thank you. Eric, you want to address us before we make a decision?
Well, thank you, everybody, for your time this morning. It's been a long, long run since started to make. Thank you. Very grateful for your consideration. Working for the city of San Jose for the time that I did for some of the fun years of my life.
Eric, refresh my memory. Didn't you used to work at Menlo?
Very great.
Didn't you work at Menlo Park also?
Volunteer.
Volunteer. I remember when you came on. Refinery. You worked at Station 5 for a short time.
I worked every station in the city. If I feel good, able, or still be working. But some of the better years of my life.
Yeah. Trustee Wilson?
Just that after reviewing the packet last night, going through the recommendations, I would concur with Sandra and Councilor Tate on approving that status change.
Entertaining motion.
I will make a motion to approve the status change to a service connected disability retirement for Eric Hernandez.
And I will second that. Roll call?
Aye.
And aye. So that passes, and yet granted that Eric Hernandez, fire captain of service connected disability, that'll be on the consent calendar. When's our next meeting?
The next meeting will be
early
75. The next board meeting, October 5th.
October 5th. In case you wanted to attend, that should be a normal administrative process. And with that, of course, we passed the grant you that service connected disability. Would you like to address us?
Thank you once again. Grateful for all your efforts and Mr. Pena for many years ago giving my first ballet with us.
Thank you for your service. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Eric. Enjoy retirement. I'll keep enjoying retirement.
I think. Not the hard way. No, it's not.
Yeah, right.
I don't know yet.
Yeah, he'll be there soon.
I'll be there soon, but I don't know yet.
We have George King, Fire Engineer, Fire Department, San Jose, request for a change of status to a service-connected disability retirement effective January 25th, 2020, with 25.54 years of service. Amy.
The applicant's name is George King. Their classification is Fire Engineer. Their attorney is Samuel Swift. Their application is for a change of status to a service-connected disability retirement. The body parts listed on their application are neck, right wrist, right thumb, mid-back, and lower back. Their disability retirement application was received on 10/30/19. Their current status is service retirement effective 1/25/20. Their date of separation was 1/24/20. Their status at time of separation was total temporary disability leave. Their status at time of application was total temporary disability leave. Regarding restrictions, there's a long list, so please refer to the executive summary in the applicant's file to view. Regarding accommodation and restrictions, the fire department cannot accommodate.
Hey, Amy, it doesn't look like Sam Swift. Russ, it's
on her version. Again, Sandra and I recommend to you that you adopt as your recommendation to the board for granting of this application. As Amy indicated, unfortunately, there's a lot of body parts and a lot of permanent work restrictions to each of those body parts, so the and which the department cannot accommodate. So the conclusion of incapacity seems thoroughly appropriate. As to work restriction, again, Dr. Ishizui in his report chronicled the numerous job incidents affecting the lower back and also the upper back and the neck. And unfortunately, and also the right hand and thumb. Unfortunately, it appears that Mr. King has some sort of predisposition to degenerate this disease and a variety of those joints, including his whole spine. That's a real sadness, of course. But notwithstanding that, it is clear, I think, as a matter of the medical records, that his employment with the fire department aggravated whatever predisposition he might have had to develop those kind of joint ailments. So Sandra and I recommend that you grant this application.
Thanks, Russ. Engineer King, before we make a decision, you might want to address us.
Just thank you for your time and your consideration, and good life. I'm ready to keep living it. So,
yeah, and George, did our paths cross? I don't know.
They did. Right. Yeah, I was, I was a youngin, but yeah, you know, that found it.
Trustee Wilson,
I will concur with the findings of Council Rapeda and Sandra, and approving the service-connected disability for Mr. King.
There's a motion by Trustee Wilson to grant George King Fire Engineer a service-connected disability. There's a second by me. With that, roll call, please.
Aye.
And aye, we concur. So that's granted. Any public comment? So with that, George, would you address us?
Just what I said before, thank you very much. I appreciate your time and your efforts, and I appreciate my career. I would like to have my body back, but I wouldn't give up my career for it.
Thank you for your service and your sacrifice.
What was your last station, George?
My last station was 28.
Yeah.
Extended my career enough to make it to retirement.
You have enough grass fire up there to last a lifetime, that's for sure. Yeah. And the best to you, be safe.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Gilbert Torres, Police Lieutenant, San Jose Police Department, request for a change of status to a service-connected disability, effective January 24th, 2010, with 29.3 years of service. Is the lieutenant here? Is on the air? No. Okay, with that, we'll go to Amy.
Applicant's name is Gilbert Torres. Their classification is Police Lieutenant. Their applications for a change of status to a service-connected disability requirement. The body parts listed on their application are neck, back, left knee, renal system, heart, and ear. Their disability retirement application was received on 1-10-11. Their current status is service retirement effective 1-24-10. Their date of separation was 1-23-10. Their status at time of separation was full duty. Their status at time of application was retired. The permanent work restrictions are no forceful continuous motion of neck and no continuous forceful pushing or pulling. Regarding accommodation and restrictions, the police department could not accommodate.
Thank you, Amy. And one more time, is Lieutenant Torres available? No problem. What arrest?
Sandra and I recommend to the committee that it adopt as its recommendation to granting this application. And we do that notwithstanding a couple salient facts here. First, we noted and incorporated that the lieutenant was working full duty when he separated from service. We also noted that in a few short months prior to his separating from service, two different independent medical examiners issued agreed medical examination reports for workers' comp purposes, saying that he was able to return to his usual duty. But this just highlights the issue that we're all aware of. Usual duty for a police lieutenant, you know, day to day is primarily sedentary, but that's not really what's relevant. We all know what's relevant is that the department, from the appropriate exercise of its discretion, sets forth what it considers the necessary standard for every employee in the department. And our shorthand for that is the full range of duties. So even though Lieutenant Torres was thoroughly able to continue working, well, thoroughly able, probably an exaggeration, but could continue to work as a police lieutenant, notwithstanding all the aches and pains that the career had caused him, nonetheless had at least one work restriction, no continuous forceful pushing and pulling, that at first we could say, oh, why is that enough? Well, we don't call that shot. The department calls that shot. And it's decided that that is a sufficient work restriction that they cannot accommodate. So he has permanent work restrictions, the department, even though it's only one, but the department cannot accommodate it. So that ends the issue of incapacity. Then we just go to service connection and the IME, we use Dr. Popan, issued a supplemental report where he looked at the various work incidents and concluded that yes, Lieutenant Torres' employment with the police department contributed to his incapacity. We think that's a correct conclusion. One thing, maybe this is too inside baseball, one thing we all learned from this, that previously we requested the doctors to answer incapacity. We asked them that question. Personally, the question before was, were there any permanent work restrictions? And then they answered that. The next question was the applicant incapacitated from the performance of duty? And they answered that. Well, it was really wrong. You know, we hadn't thought things out, even though we've done this a lot. We hadn't really thought that through sufficiently, because it's not the physician who really decides incapacity. Instead, it's the two-step, with the first step being the doctor decides permanent work restrictions. That makes sense. That's within the scope of their medical skills and knowledge. But it's the department that makes the call about whether they can accommodate it or not. So we revised our forms and instructions to delete the incapacity question in terms of asking that question of the doctor. We don't do that anymore, because it's finally gotten through our relatively thick skulls that it's the department that calls that shot, not the independent medical examiner. Sorry for that.
No, I really appreciate it. You know, especially helpful when we do have public coming into this meeting and understanding what many of our officers and firefighters go through. I really appreciate you explaining what they go through. I appreciate that very much. Mr. Wilson?
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to thank counsel for that explanation and distinction on who has the authority to make that kind of decision, and actually getting that on record is important. I appreciate the insight. And I will make a motion to approve the service-connected disability change of status to service-connected disability for Mr. Torres.
I will second that. Roll call?
Aye.
And aye. That passes. Dave, you want to say anything about the lieutenant?
I remember him when he was here. He was a great, great guy, and he did. He worked right up to the end, but you could tell he was in pain. And to your point, he wasn't out pushing a car anymore and doing all of that. He wasn't going to arrest some poorly at large anymore. That he saved that for the young guys. So,
you know, what we don't say is that, you know, when we look at the career, you know, and we weren't just, you didn't come on as a lieutenant,
right?
You pay your dues to the system, and then, you know, people think, well, how'd you get hurt? Well, you don't know. You kept on working all the way through, and the police officer all the way through sergeant, you name it. So,
I forgot to mention that for Lieutenant Torres, so he leaves in 2010, but in 2005, so not that much, he was in a bad motor vehicle accident, and he was off 4 months after that motor vehicle accident. Right. You know, in other words, that set the stage for his not being in super duper shape by the time he retired.
When I go through the packet, I'm still from the old school. Every one of these packets must have been about 4 inches. I had a small hernia picking them up, and I don't bring them all in. I weed through them. But many times when I go through it, I'll see some of the doctors that I have worked with through the years or have been treated by. And so it brings it to the surface. Also, before we leave, I want to say thanks to all the people of Paris before we get started. We really appreciate that, bringing in the goodies and getting all the communications going and set up. So appreciate that. Any public comments? Okay. How about from our panel, everybody? Again, we want to thank Trustee Wilson for taking his time off to come in today and pitch in. Thank you, David.
Absolutely.
Before we adjourn, the next meeting, the board meeting will be October 5th. The next Disability Committee meeting will be October 10th. So with that, we're adjourned. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.